Good morning. I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. And this week we're talking with Dr. Berin Egrun-Longmire, Chief of Pediatric Endocrinology at the Herman and Walter Samuelson Children's Hospital at Sinai. And we're here to talk about something really important, and I guess on the rise too, the risk of childhood type 2 diabetes. Dr. Egrun-Longmire, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's just first of all talk about, people hear about diabetes all the time, and they often hear about type 1 and type 2 diabetes in children. So what is the difference?
Type 2 diabetes is characterized with high blood sugar in the presence of insulin. As you know, insulin is produced in the pancreas, and one of its functions in the body is to regulate blood sugar. When you have type 2 diabetes, the insulin does not work properly. In contrast, type 1 diabetes occurs when our own immune system, some strange reason, starts to attack our own pancreas and pancreatic cells stop making insulin. So type 1 diabetic children do not have or very little insulin, and they require to take insulin injections several times a day.
Is one considered more serious than the other?
There are differences. Type 2 diabetes can be treated with diet and exercise, and if it's diagnosed earlier, it can be prevented. However, type 1 diabetes, when it occurs, it has to be treated right away.
Is one more common than the other?
Type 1 diabetes is more common in children younger than 20 years of age. However, we do see more and more type 2 diabetes in children and adolescents.
Okay, so let's talk about type 2 since you are seeing more and more of that. What are some of the symptoms?
Type 2 diabetes symptoms are similar to type 1 diabetes, the same symptoms. They may complain of frequent urination, feeling very thirsty, and feeling tired all the time, mm-hmm. having frequent infections such as yeast infection in genitalia area, especially in girls. They may have some symptoms such as darkening of their skin around of their neck or by decreases.
Are the symptoms similar for adults and children?
Very similar.
We talked about type 2, and it sounds like the treatment is maybe easier to manage a little bit in children, type 2?
Type 2 diabetes, if it's diagnosed in early stages, yes. With changes in lifestyle, treats type 2 diabetes and prevents the complications. What is the lifestyle changes? Eating healthy diet and being more active.
Something the whole family should maybe get on board with. Why should we be concerned about it?
Well, type 2, as you know, the type 2 diabetes, not only type 2 diabetes, diabetes in general affects the our health, especially can cause kidney failure, blindness, heart disease, fatty liver. In children, we do see many common problems with, such as psychosocial problems, depression, and it may cause loss of sensation in the limbs, leading to possible amputation. These are the late stages of diabetes. These complications, as I mentioned before, can be prevented or delayed with the right treatment and following a healthy diet and exercise.
Before we get to the treatment, I want to ask you about that too, but I just want to talk about risk factors. Do we know what causes it?
As we know, we have been hearing the increased obesity incidence of type 2 diabetes is attributed to increase in obesity. The main cause of type 2 diabetes is eating high-calorie diet and lack of physical activity. There are also genetic disorders that may cause type 2 diabetes, but these are very rare conditions. Our current lifestyle with eating high-calorie diet and the lack of physical activity are the major contributing factors.
You've talked a little bit about this, but I just want to touch on it real quick again. What is the best way to treat type 2 diabetes, and is there also medication involved?
The cornerstone of treatment for type 2 diabetes is a healthy diet and exercise. If that fails, the second step is to add oral antidiabetic medication and insulin. Children, unlike adults, there is only one oral medication that FDA approved, which is metformin. If that oral antidiabetic agent and healthy diet and exercise fail, then the next step is to add insulin injections.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Egrun-Longmire. Thank you so much for being with us. If you'd like to make an appointment with a LifeBridge Health pediatric specialist near you, call 410-601-WELL. That's 410-601-WELL or visit lifebridgehealth.org/children. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks for joining us.